The Bible here says, when all the people were baptized, see, there were other people baptized the day along with Jesus, but they were baptized first. It says, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And then something happened. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. Now, I don't know how to say this to you and to your family except just to say it bluntly. It's not always easy to live the Christian life. And the devil is mean. He's ferocious. He doesn't mind hurting people. He wants to hurt people. He wants to hurt your family. But I want you to always remember that no matter what happens, the power of God Almighty is stronger than the power of evil. And in the example of Jesus here, it says that after he was baptized, he felt the need to pray. Now, I've spoken on this very text about 3 or 4 times in recent years. I remember once I called it a Kodak moment. And Misty picked up on that, you know, being a photographer. As Jesus kneeling on the riverbank, the Holy Spirit, the holy power of God came. It was while he was praying that the heavens were opened. Now, there's a good lesson here for you and for your family, for all of the church. I think we miss a great, wonderful blessing because we do not pray enough. But if you will pray, I promise you, if the storm clouds are present, they will go away. Sunshine will return. While Jesus prayed, the Bible says, the heavens were opened. Now, Richard and Gail have been praying about something very specific in their life. And God has given them the victory over that. And I'm going to give you the opportunity either to talk about it or not talk about it. If you want to talk about it, I want you to come up here and tell us. If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to. It's your choice.
Okay.
Now remember, while you've been praying, and we've all been praying, they've been praying, and God has given something. Tell us about it.
Okay. We smoked for more than half of our lives, and we've been not really struggling to quit. We've just been quitting and then smoking and then quitting and smoking. And last Friday I did not smoke, but then Sabbath I did. And it made me sick. And then we decided that quitting is too hard to quit, so we just decide not to smoke right now. And we haven't smoked all week because we decided not to.
Amen.
And it's easier to not smoke intentionally than to smoke absentmindedly. It is easier. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for that testimony. Turn with me to our closing text today. It's in the book of Timothy. First Timothy chapter 1. I was going to spend a little bit of time today talking about an old theme. That it's more important to know who you believe in rather than what you believe in. And that is still very true. But in 1 Timothy chapter 1, we find these words from the Apostle Paul. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Somebody help me out here. I'm looking for the text that says, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him. Can anybody find that text? Thank you, I'm here. My scriptures were in my shirt pocket and they got all wet. See how much fun we have here? 2 Timothy 1. Now listen, this is dedicated to you and to your family. We need to know who we believe. He says, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him until that day. In our Bible studies, we saw the scripture presenting Jesus Christ as the official Savior, Redeemer, Creator. We saw him as the Advocate, we saw him as the judge, we saw him as the high priest, we saw him as the sustainer, we saw him as the provider. We saw Jesus Christ as everything. And as you continue to grow in your faith and in your study, it's my prayer that that your commitment to who you believe and in whom you believe will be exactly like this scripture that we read right here. You may always be able to say, I know in whom I have believed. And no matter what happens, I believe he's going to keep me and my family until that great day shall come. Jesus is coming, and we all want to be ready to meet him.